Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Which free agency is better? College football free agency? Yes, that's what we're talking about. Or the NFL?
And were we fooled by Deion Sanders? Was it all smoke and mirrors?
It's all coming up on the Emerging Podcast Scene, presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
You sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
Nah, I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's Emerging Podcast Scene.
We're brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. Hello, Tone.
Hello, Kenny.
Is college football free agency bigger than pro sports free agency? Let's discuss.
So, I think it has become bigger than the NFL's free agency. Not in popularity, obviously. The NFL is just more popular. It's always going to be more popular. You could throw out this for anything, and anything NFL is going to be more popular. But in terms of, like, impact, I got to say college now going forward is going to be way more than the NFL free agency.
What do you mean?
I think it is so much more impactful. Like, if you're Ohio State, how you do in free agency, which is what it is. That's what the portal is going to be, both in winter and spring. Winter, you know, was one part. Actually, spring has not been as crazy yet as people were anticipating around college football for the big time programs. But winter was absolutely bonkers. How many names? I think at one point there were 2,000 names in the portal. Spring, way less.
I remember reading there were more names in the portal than there were out of the portal.
Yeah.
Like on.
Oh my God.
Rosters.
Yeah. It was stupid. So if you are talking about competing in college football at the highest level, you simply can't do it without the portal going forward.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like Michigan, they had their championship and they had all the veterans, they had all the oldest players and everything. And most of them were Michigan guys. But, you know, in the future, I think the way this is all trending is it's obviously already way more important than the guys you recruit in high school, is it not?
Well, I think it's because you find guys who are... I didn't want the mic thing on,
oh,
man. It's
really
gross. Sorry. So, I think it's... Listen, I think it's important, but at the same time, the reason why it becomes important is because you kind of get your bad football out of the way, so you're getting more experienced football players who are better out of the transfer portal. Like, there's guys who are five stars that become nothing in college football. And like, you know what? Jim Harbaugh. Did you see what Jim Harbaugh did with the Chargers? Keep me on task here, but this is a great not a non sequitur, but a great right term. Harbaugh in the locker room at the Chargers facility, over on the nameplates of all the players, has their high school, their star rating in high school. And they got two five-star guys. They got one guy who's like a serviceable DB, and I can't remember who it is. And then you got Derwin James. So you got two five-star guys. Like, Rashawn Slater was like a four-star guy. Like, they only have two five-star guys. And so it's like, well, you get these guys who are four or five-star guys. And
I get
some
the
of them,
messaging of
yeah,
it. Yeah.
Some of them end up becoming something. Well, some of these guys who are two-star guys, like, honestly, we got a buddy who everybody knows who he is, because if you listen to the show, you know who he is. And it's like, yeah, you had a nice season this last season, and a lot of young guys, because a lot of people picked them to be near the bottom of their conference, and they finished like third in their conference.
Right.
And a lot of people were like, wow, these freshmen are playing well. Well, that's the bad part of the freshmen playing well. It's like, well, these were two-star guys, and then they developed, and now it's like, you want them to be good, but you don't want them to be too good because then the poachers are going to come. And I think that that is something that needs to be discussed at some point. Like, if we go by the letter of the law, literally the law, I don't know if we're ever going to get anything done. But I think there has to be some sort of an agreement, and that's why I still continue to talk about we're going to have to reach a point where we pay these guys because there has to be a contract that you have to abide by. It can't just be freewheeling, you can do whatever you want as long as you're academically eligible. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
So there's going to have to be whether, and I know that there's serious ramifications and there's questions of how feasible it really is to pay these guys. And that's why the idea of a Super League might be coming in, because there's schools that can't do that. There's schools that just can't do it, but there are schools that can, and they will. And to keep them in places, like, yeah, you might have to sign a 2 or 3 year contract with Alabama or Tennessee or God knows who else. So those schools raiding transfer portals, bringing guys in for NIL, that's obviously a big deal. My point is, who wins the national championship? Who just won the national championship?
Michigan.
Michigan just won the national championship. They don't spend, you know for a fact, they don't spend what Alabama spent. And by the way, like, Saban was kind of crying poor in a way. They certainly don't spend what Georgia spent. They certainly don't spend on what Texas spent on players who aren't even on their field yet to keep those guys. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe it will be a point where the schools that spend the most are the ones that reap the rewards. But I still think in the NFL, I think I'm hearing your argument on it, but I think when it comes to pro sports, we don't see the type of difference one or two players make in college football that we do in the NFL.
Oh, I think it's going to... Oh, wow, I disagree. I think the college football...
I'm disagreeing with you.
The difference is going to be magnified now. I mean, Ohio State just got their quarterback in the portal. I mean, there are rumors that Nolan is already going to transfer. Like, he's not going to stay there. So, you just got a quarterback.
If you're talking about Will Howard, I still don't take Will Howard that seriously in terms of other good quarterbacks in college football.
Is he a dramatic improvement, though, over McCord? I think everybody would point to yes.
Okay, I mean, that's not... You're not aiming really that high there.
Oh,
no,
you
offense
don't think,
to Kyle McCord.
You don't think he's a massive improvement? I think he is.
I don't think Kyle McCord is that great to begin with. And I really don't think Will Howard, I mean, they selected other quarterbacks over Will Howard at K-State. So I think he's good. I think he's better, but he ain't. I just don't think either of them touch the Buckeyes quarterbacks that you've had in the recent history.
Well, but I'm talking about the impact. Like, the portal, the impact that they are about to have is way more than Jerry Jeudy or what was the big Browns free agency was a backup quarterback and a receiver that's been considered a first round bust.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and another backup quarterback.
And another
backup. But like, I'm not talking about the Browns, just the Browns.
We get excited every year in the NFL about free agency. And I just don't think it's going to hold a candle to the caliber of player you're going to be getting. Like, the Buckeyes, it wasn't just Will Howard. It was the running back from Ole Miss. It was Caleb Downs.
Mm-hmm.
Those are premier players. Have already proven themselves at a very high level.
Can I bring up one from the past that is not Ohio State, but Oklahoma went and got Jalen Hurts. Now, there was a situation in which he was available, right? You know, Tua came in and took that job, basically. But it was going to be Jalen Hurts or Spencer Rattler. Luckily, it was Jalen Hurts, and they competed again, and we're in the playoff again for another year. I don't know that any quarterback ever – how do you, if you're a high school quarterback, think that the team that you – or the school you signed to originally is going to be the school you end up at?
Well, that's another thing where, you know, you're making this decision, and I don't know if guys are making decisions based on where they're going to finish. I think it's almost like a place of where they're going to go. Because, I mean, you want to mention Aaron Nolan. Oh, and let me go back on this. I mean, you could talk about – the impact that those players are going to have. If you want to mention I will mention free agency and talk about the Eagles all day long and the dramatic impact that it had over the last couple of years here.
But don't we almost always say in the NFL that free agency is the fool's way to?
I think we used to say that. I think we used to say that. I don't know. Like, if you're looking at just free agents at the most important positions, I don't know if that's going to really help. But if you're looking at positions that are going to help you fill out, I mean, you cannot deny me that the Browns had such, I'm going to use the Browns here, a dramatic improvement defensively during the regular season because of what they did at defensive tackle and free agency and addressed that position and signed smart deals to guys who actually, I can't believe they brought him back and provided depth. I mean, Jordan Elliott, who was really nothing for that football team up until this last year, people were upset. Not that many. I mean, people weren't crying the blues altogether. But there were people who were upset that we lost Jordan Elliott. I'm like, Jordan Elliott finally played well because he had Dalvin Tomlinson next to him. Like, there is an impact that those guys can make. But, I'm not saying you're wrong and you're always going to be wrong. As of right now, I disagree. I'm trying to see the big picture here where, if Ohio State goes out there and wins the national championship, how am I supposed to sit there and deny that NIL and quote-unquote free agency in the transfer portal didn't have anything to do with it? It's impossible.
Look at UConn basketball this year. It was a totally different roster, right? They went back-to-back. And I'm not incredibly versed on the UConn basketball roster, but there was a bringing in a lot of guys that weren't there a year ago.
And guys that may not have been household names.
And in my argument...
In college circles that were really good players at their programs.
And to my argument for the contrary to there is that, I still can't... I don't want to use basketball as an example because it takes way more guys in football, where it takes fewer in basketball. I would still say it takes around three or four, but it takes way more guys in football. And there's other schools that want to compete for that because you got to compete with playing time. You got to compete with NIL. And I think that those are factors that you bring in. You have to compete with staff, but I don't think it's obviously near as big of a deal as it used to be. And I think that in the NBA, NBA free agency has kind of cooled off a little bit to where it used to be.
Yeah.
Baseball free agency has cooled off because I don't know what Scott Boras is doing. It looks like they're going to put, it seems that some of these clients are going to have action against him all of a sudden now, legal action. And I do think that baseball, because of the TV market, has cooled because they just don't have the type of money to pay these guys like they used to. Now, you're still going to see some big contracts with certain guys, but I don't know if it's going to be just throwing it around the way it was before.
I think about the core of what we're talking about going forward. The NFL, what do we always say? Who is available in free agency in the NFL? Who are the guys that are available? They're not the team's
running
best,
backs.
They're not the team's best players.
Not the team's best players.
They are the guys that either because of the salary cap or
they're the team's fourth best player.
Yes.
But that team already has really good top three, right?
Yeah.
You got to trim it somewhere.
So it's hard to figure out where you're going to put your money at.
Guys that you just either weren't as interested in anyway because you were shifting for new coaching staff, new organizations.
They're also on a team with a great quarterback that either has just gotten paid or has to get paid.
Yeah.
The quarterback's a huge deal about it all. That's the problem with the Browns right now. They're chasing to find the quarterback, and they've done that in theory, right? We just haven't seen it actually play out on the field.
So that's the NFL. Look at who's going to be available in college going forward. They are the best quarterbacks that aren't at a major program in the entire country. We can be just as good as the guys that were five stars.
Look at a guy like Josh Allen. I think he was a no-star.
Mm-hmm.
And Wyoming only recruited him because his high school coach knew the Wyoming, QB coach or something. It was something weird. That's how he ends up there.
He's from Arizona, right?
No, he's from Northern California.
Oh, maybe? You might be right.
But Josh Allen goes to Wyoming and maybe does 1 year there, and then he is the Georgia quarterback.
Carson Wentz. Where would Carson Wentz have been the quarterback? So this is why going forward, I think it's going to be much bigger than the NFL for the people that care about this stuff.
Obviously,
because you're going to be able to pluck proven guys that are amazing if you just have the money for them. You can outbid another team. Boom, they're on your team.
Do we see the end of Mitch Trubisky, who started, 10 games in college at North Carolina, which is an ACC school, but it's not a blue blood football school, right? Does he now go and he's the quarterback? A&M goes, hey, here's $2 million to come to A&M for the year.
Yeah.
And then he takes that route. Obviously, I don't think coming out, he knew he was going to be number two overall.
Sure.
That built up. Throughout the...
But that plays in... what are we talking about here? Are we talking about interest, or are we talking about winning?
NFL, everything the NFL does has more interest. I'm saying more impactful. I don't think that NFL free agency is nearly... It never, to me, the buzz of NFL free agency and, hey, coming up, 2 weeks free agency, 1 week free agency, how often does it ever truly meet the buzz for your team?
I'll disagree with you, but it doesn't. The disagreement doesn't matter. Here in Cleveland, NFL free agency is always going to be bigger. Dude, like we talked about earlier, I know a ton of people in Arkansas still, and they don't care. I mean, they care way more about Razorbacks football than they care anything that's happening in the NFL. And that includes most of them are Cowboys fans. A lot are Saints fans. There's not many AFC teams that they root for. But, I mean, if it came down to them getting the top quarterback to Arkansas or their NFL team going after the prize free agent and getting them, they care way more about that Arkansas.
Oh, I'd imagine. Yeah, I mean, I
but here in Cleveland,
I know you live there.
Obviously.
I've never even been to Arkansas, but all I've heard, you know, going back to Lou Holtz, I know that they're crazy people.
It's where I'm still friends with these people on social media. You know, we haven't talked in a decade, but we are still, you know, we correspond through the social media stuff, and I see the way they're rabid for a team that at their peak win 7 games in a year, and they're still that rabid for it, and they're still showing pictures of them going up to Fayetteville. I mean, Little Rock to Fayetteville is a 2.5-3 hour drive, and they're still doing it every weekend because it means that much to them. And I think it's that way in Alabama.
Yeah.
I think they care way more. They've got two teams in Alabama to root for that are way more important to them than.
Yeah, I think that there's places where that would matter. I think recruiting matters more in there. I think recruiting matters more in Columbus than it does in Cleveland, Ohio. But I also, you know, when we talk about the impact, if we're talking about impact to interest, yes, I think the NFL wins. If we're talking about the impact of actual overall winning, I do think the tide is changing. I used to be a disciple of free agency is overrated because I think a lot of teams were trying to go from bad to good with free agency. The Dolphins tried it. The Eagles tried it twice. The Washington football team tried it twice. And they were all huge, embarrassing failures.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, just real bad failures. But if you have a team like the Eagles, who have Howie Roseman, and not everything Howie Roseman has done has been perfect, obviously, but if you have a good base, I think we're starting to see the value of free agencies to teams that have good base. What we're finding out is you got to do everything well. Like before, it's like, well, just draft well, and we don't have to worry about free agents because free agency is no, you got to do everything well. You got to draft well. You have to have guys who are able to help out. And then your free agency has to be good, and you have to spend judiciously, not silly, not get guys like Dan Snyder involved and give Albert Haynesworth $100 million, but do it the right way. And I think that we're starting to see smarter NFL front offices than we have before, where honestly, I think their football guys are running football and the owners are kind of backing out a little bit, or maybe even the football, the owners are becoming a little bit more savvy with their football people. But that's a dangerous sentence to say, so I don't want to think that way. With college football, you know, if Ohio State does not win the national championship this year, and God forbid, if they look like I'm picking on the record, I'm definitely picking Ohio State to beat Michigan this year. And I'm picking them to win by 10 points. I think they'll beat Michigan. I'm just saying, like, I'm not, I know you like to, the reason I'm saying it, you like to characterize me as a Michigan fan. I'm not, but I also, you like to characterize me as an Ohio State hater. And I am also not that. I try to be just down the line about Ohio State since I didn't go there. Yeah, I can be annoyed by some weird homerism that goes on, but hey, you know what? When it comes to Cleveland teams, I can be just as bad. I think that with what Ohio State has spent, the amount of a failure it would be to lose the Michigan game and not win the national championship, because you really can't have one without the other, even in the 12-team playoff, I think it would be the biggest failure they've had since – Ryan, since John Cooper.
I can't
imagine. And Michigan State.
I can't imagine losing to Michigan this year.
Yeah. I think it would be you don't disagree with me, by the way. I'm going back to John Cooper's in terms of failure.
I mean, you talk about needing to like recover from something. I mean, losing to them again four straight years now when you were given the Urban Meyer team and it was the passing of the torch and you beat everybody else. And you're supposed to win the championship or at least get to the playoff every year.
And I this is where, you know, young people, and we've discussed this, I have a much better perspective on things at 37 than I did when I was 21. And I'm talking about even younger guys, 19-year-old guys. Young people, I believe in making your money, but I also know that young people can be emotional. And young people don't always see the future because of emotion, because of ego, because of pride, or false senses of all three of those things. Because, again, your emotions are so out of whack, you tend to not think that way. And if you got guys who are brought in with college football, quote-unquote, free agency, can you get the buy-in that you need to beat the teams? Like, we're talking about playoffs. You're adding more games to get to the ultimate prize. Mm-hmm. So I think we're taking away the incentive to leave these teams because of bowl season, but I think we're also building on more pressure for them to be team players, to buy into a culture, to buy into a purpose, to win a national championship, to win a conference championship. And now that you give them all these reasons to not care, I shouldn't be like, I don't want to be like, they give you money and see what happens. No, but when you give young people reasons to not pay attention, then I think that you're going to run into a problem. And also, you have to win in college football. You win in any sport. You have to believe in something of a togetherness. It can't just be an office. It can't just be a job. And it certainly can't be a point from A to B. And we've accused Ohio State of that for years. After Urban, I mean, he was good at brainwashing them. But for the last few years, I shouldn't say for years, but since Ryan Day took over, we have supremely criticized Ohio State for being a place where guys just go from point A to B. And they don't necessarily buy in. They might say out loud the rah-rah stuff, but they don't buy into the Michigan clock. They don't buy into taking it personally. Any 20-year-old can talk trash to a guy from across the hallway at Michigan Stadium, but do you actually have the buy-in that you need to? It's part of the reason why Michael Irvin loses his mind on Miami football because, you know what? You think Michael Irvin wasn't getting some extras when he was at the U? Obviously he was. But my God, those guys were psychotic about it. It was a personal thing to them every week. And I don't know if you get the same thing now. And I think that's going to be the criticism. If you don't win, it's a totally different thing of you're not winning in the NFL or you lose in the playoffs in the NFL compared to the only thing people care about with the money that's spent now. I could say what I want to about conference championships. That really was just a throwaway sentence. They only care about national championships. So if you don't win at that level at Ohio State, you are a tremendous failure. Owen, you brought up Texas A&M. Do any of us actually take Texas A&M seriously to win a national championship?
No.
Exactly. And we kind of laugh because they have thrown literally $100 million at a head coach.
Jimbo's getting $40 million this year for nothing?
Yes. They have always been in the conversation of paying players on the side, free cars, free this and that, houses. Guys, we know they've always been in the rumors, and basically they have just been a piggy bank for players and families to go out there and lose to Texas and turn in 8-win seasons. That's what it is, with the exception of a couple of guys on a couple of teams that still didn't come close to winning a national championship.
I saw this a couple days ago. Ohio State boosters reportedly spent $13 million in NIL on OSU's roster. I've seen it as high as 20.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio State spent $11.425 million on its assistant coaching staff. Ohio State spent $10 million on its head coach. The interesting part of this is like the $17 million on the players. I don't know what a frame of reference is because we're comparing it to NFL rosters that we know, right? And NFL rosters. How many players on the Browns right now are making $17 million? So when you hear that Ohio State is making or spending $17 million on the entire roster.
We had 11 that were making 10-plus.
11.
That was last year.
How?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I don't have a frame of reference. This is all so new. We were talking about standardizing this, the rules, the contracts that are all going to be instituted to not even out the playing field. They don't care about that. But to, again, standardize it. Really help out the boosters. That's what it would be for. I don't know if that means a salary cap or whatever.
There has to be something that about you got to spend more than a year at a place, right? Like,
it's a contract, right? I mean, I would expect there to have to be, especially because a bunch of kids were promised money, went in the portal, that money wasn't there, stuck in the portal.
Yeah.
So that's a violation too. So I think in general, they'd want to get a leash on this thing from both sides of it so that it's more fair, so people know what they're getting themselves up to into, that it's more transparent. That number I just told you, if it's $13 million, if it's $17 million for this year, and supposedly a lot of that money was spent on keeping the players, retention, that Ohio State players that would threaten to leave if they didn't get paid, do you think that number is going to increase over the next few years?
So or do you think it's going to go the other way? Operating budget, not a one-time thing. That's, we need this much money
for
every
this year. Ryan Day famously said a couple of years ago, if NIL is legal, and now it is, that it's gonna cost $13 million a year. That was his number. And now it's reported to be probably more.
Which they're making that and draw at gate draw. Well,
don't forget that
everything that's coming through
with
that.
This is allegedly from the boosters.
Right, this is boosters.
Yeah, what return are the boosters getting on any of this? They're just going to make them sign autographs?
That's why I don't understand.
You'll make a fraction of it back.
When is it? I keep waiting for the end of the hallway to come where they start to go, this isn't, this, and this is worth it. This, that, and the other is not worth it. And we are not investing in this anymore. Like,
you see the Miami guy? Who's the Miami guy that got in trouble?
Oh, God. Neil. Nevin.
Cool Hand Luke.
Nevin Shapiro.
So Nevin Shapiro was in a video the other day. He had an Oklahoma State jersey on. And he was laughing at the state of affairs at Miami, at the U, and he said, you have no idea, first of all, what we were doing for athletes, you know, 15 years ago, all the stuff that was rumored about how they assembled their super teams, right? It wasn't the culture, although maybe that helped. It wasn't just the promise of you're going to the NFL. It was also they were taking care of guys. And he was ripping into the current state of affairs at Miami and said, you guys won't be back. You'll never be back. You're not willing to do what I'm willing to do. And he kept saying that, and I'm just like, what are you getting out of this? Nevin Shapiro, what are you getting? Because now it's not even the love of the school at that point, because it sounds like he doesn't even love the school. What are these big business guys, the guy in Syracuse, that would bring Tom Brady, Alex Rodriguez to the
carrier? Is it the power of having that over athletes? That people look up to athletes and you can't. I mean, it's sick when you think about it, but that's like, you. What investment are you getting back? They're not all going to go to the NFL and pay you back. So what is the investment that you're getting? And by the way, if I'm told
are these loans? Do we know?
That's the whole point of it. Now I don't have to pay you back. That we heard there are a couple Browns wide receivers in the past. Like we had heard some nefarious stories of people they owed money to from their college days. And a lot of people are going to draw conclusions. And a lot of those people are probably going to be right.
Yeah, you're
probably right. Now it's like, you just give me the money. I don't need to pay you back on anything. I'll just go find somebody else who's just going to give me the money. So, again, I'm asking, are you willing to spend that much to win a national championship? At what point do you go, you know what, that ain't worth it? Or, like in the NFL, the positions change of how important they are. There was a time, like there are still well-paid linebackers in this league. But how many are we racing to like we used to? Defensive ends are always well paid. Left tackles are well paid. But think about this. Now with the type of quarterbacks that we have, guys who can step up in the pocket and scoot left or right and get out of the pocket, how much more important are right tackles than they used to be? Like we still get calls about right tackle isn't important. Put DeJuan Jones over left tackle. Like, no. And you can't just say about Watson, we will have another quarterback. That's the way the position's going. We will have another quarterback that can use his feet, can get out there, and hopefully just will not break his shoulder. And so I need a right tackle that's important. And we're seeing, you still have left tackles that are making more money, but that's based on old contracts. You're going to start to see it even out a lot more here over the next couple of years. I guarantee it. So now, will the same thing happen in college? Owen's thinking, will the same thing happen in college football? Quarterback's always going to be a supreme position.
Right.
Defensive back, corner, tackle, offensive line. I mean, well, offensive lineman, you're NFL, starting at $500,000 for offensive lineman now.
NFL quality contract ones. Structures are quarterback one, left tackle two, DN
yeah.
2A.
Yeah, I mean, it's all arguable. Yeah. I get that, depending on what your philosophy is. But again, like with offense, like when Dion, when Prime had said, are we still on? Because this thing behind me is going haywire.
We're, okay,
gonna
good. Blow you're just
when
about
Prime
to take
said,
off.
Yeah. During the season, he's going to go get offensive lineman, which I'm going, geez, man, you're shooting yourself in the foot. And he kind of did. like, it's like, are you going to be able to get them all? Because they start at $500,000. Well, he went out and got one. So you're talking about a high price for college offensive linemen and those things. You want to talk about shooting fish in a barrel, or you want to talk about, you know, trying to throw rocks in the ocean to find one of those, not shooting fish in a barrel. I mean, that is good all college
shooting
offensive
fish
linemen.
In the ocean.
I mean, you hold on to those guys like grim death, because
right.
there are, we talk about deep classes. There are so many offensive lines that are just horrific in college
right.
football that we don't pay attention
to. Well, because some of the best linemen, they're going, you know, if they're a year or two apart from each other,
mm-hmm.
they're going to Ohio State.
Yep.
The good ones in state right now,
yeah.
they're going to Ohio State, and then they're setting behind the next guy because they'll redshirt and they'll space each other out. And so every 2 years, you know, they're getting their time in.
Yep.
And that means the Akrons are not getting any. They get zero of those,
yep.
right?
Yeah. And there can also be a problem with that, too, because a lot of offensive line, and this is why, like, you know, a lot of guys who come, D-line's a different tale, but offensive line, like, you really do need that seasoning, man. And that's why, like, guys who would come, like, try to come out earlier, you're like, you sure? But you don't know their personal situation, so
right.
sometimes you have to. I understand that. But there's a lot of guys, body-wise, especially with offensive linemen. You got that baby fat on you. You got to knock that off. You got to get you in shape, put that meat on you. And that takes some time, man. That doesn't happen over an offseason. You can make a tremendous gain, but your body still has to develop into what an offensive lineman is. And then we got to get you on the field. And that takes time to develop the quickness, the footwork, have all that, because you're going to go from high school coaching to college coaching. Well, now we have guys who they're starting to get that. And because the need of quality offensive linemen, or what people think are going to be quality offensive linemen, projecting is going to be, you run yourself into some problems here with some of these guys, and they never get a chance to develop. And so you're just spending money on what? Well, again, what am I spending my money on? So if I'm just a random fan who happens to be a billionaire, eventually businessmen become businessmen, don't they? Like, what am I getting in return?
I don't know what's happening in Boulder, though. You mentioned Deion Sanders. They're not doing as well in the portal as people expected. They just lost one of the best cornerback recruits in the nation. Like, he just had to issue a, you know, you're either staying or get the hell out of here edict to everybody on the team. He's still making all these waves. I don't think they would have rather done it any differently. Their school made all this revenue, this new money.
Mm-hmm.
They had more admissions or more people applied than ever before in Colorado. And where else can you draw the connection? They were on 60 Minutes. I am curious to see, like, what if he's just terrible this year? What if they're bad? I mean, Colorado's never really supposed to be good again, you know, at that level compared to the teams they used to compete against. But is there a chance that we all got a little too carried away? Because we did. We talked a lot of Deion Sanders for the first 5 weeks of the college football season, probably more than we talked to Ohio State. To be honest, it was a marvel of a story.
Well, I don't feel bad for talking a lot about Colorado football and Deion Sanders.
But
you
saying, if they're just bad this year, were we all wrong? Were we wrong to think that he could truly turn it around with just a bunch of energy? And that was going to be it to get all these kids around the country to come to Boulder, Colorado? Because we got 60 minutes. He was interesting. They were doing things we'd never seen before in college football. He's the most honest broker of college football and business I've ever seen. Nobody is more honest with parents. Like, that guy doesn't need to lie to anybody. He's not even recruiting.
Yeah.
Like, he's not even showing up at people's homes. He says, I don't need to do that. Like, does he need to rethink?
But that's why people are rooting against him. That's why a lot of folks are rooting against
him. Oh, yeah.
Because he doesn't have to do the things that they have to do. And that's what makes it difficult on him. But, no, that's a hell of a point, man.
So, you're sticking with NFL?
Yeah, why not? What the hell?
All right. Maybe we can bring this to the air someday.
Yeah, but we'll probably end up taking more calls from nut jobs. Oh, that's a terrible way to end it. Leave it on. How do you want to end it? What's a great way you want to end it?
Just play our interview with the Ohio State girl.
You can play the interview with her name's J.C. Sheldon, you ass.
I think there is a clear thing tomorrow. We will ask Kevin Stefanski in studio exactly which one's better.
I got a question for him.
What?
For Kevin Stefanski, point blank, when he comes in studio, how frustrated were you that Bill Callahan ever had children?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.